Hey, how are you? Long time no see. Yeah, it's been almost 2 months already. I mean, some people I just won't even see around campus for the whole year if I see them right at the start. Yeah, hey, woo! What's the score? Jeez. Week in and week out, just getting their ass kicked, and they still come back with smiles on their faces. Hilarious. I'm one to speak, though. I was never good at any football or anything. I always preferred hockey and baseball. How's the cheerleading? Yeah, I would show you some skills, but I injured my knee in a tragic skiing accident, few days ago. Actually, doctor said no epic splits for at least 2 years. You look like you know your stuff anyway. I'd probably never get back up if I tried to do those moves. I just have to spend my life permanently on the floor with my legs out, just stuck there. You're in Professor Hendrick's class, right? Biochem? Yeah, that's a good major. It's hard. My buddy Eric took it, but he had a blast. He said it was 10 times more interesting than high school. Yeah, first year is crazy fun. I don't think I touched a textbook the whole time. Oops. Yeah, but just wait till you get to senior year. You'll start reconsidering how fun all of this is. The parties slow down, the work gets ridiculous, and you realize you're going to be employed at Starbucks for the next 30 years because you screwed around with a useless degree. Or maybe that's just me. Oh, you like the varsity jacket? Oh, shoot. Well, it's nothing special. I just thought it looked cool. I like that scrunchie in your hair. There's a real 90s vibe to it. I like girls who can rock something old school. Too many copying the same thing they've seen on Insta or TikTok or whatever. It's nice to see somebody who takes it in her own stride. You're single, right? I think I remember you saying something last time. Yeah. Oh, wow. James, the quarterback, did he really ask you out? Oh, God. He is the worst jock I've ever seen. Total dork. Frighteningly low social IQ. God, I can't believe he did it in such a clumsy way. I feel bad you had to endure that. And in front of Casey? Jesus. Damn, I should hit on you right now just to compensate. You haven't had your daily dose of flirting. Well, I'm 6'3 on an average day, 6'4 if I slap my heels on. No, I like a challenge. Life would be pretty boring without them, after all. I can still pick you up and whirl you around on a dance floor, guaranteed. You still look up to me. I think I have a good 3, 4 inches on you. Yeah, don't get too cocky now. You've never danced salsa before? I should teach you sometime. It's not too difficult with the right instructor. I've shown a few girls before, and they've always loved it. Just a fair disclaimer, it gets pretty intense when you're locked into the other person's body like that. We'll just need to make sure and warm up, you know. I hate overcomplimenting people, but you're way too cute to be single. Even when you're feisty and trying to be a good flirt, you're still just tremendously cute. And not just that, but you've actually got some brains, you know? More than I can say for a lot of the other cheerleaders I've met over the years. I like a girl with some cunning to her, you know? A bit of deviance, even. You are probably one of the shyest I've ever met, but... I don't know. I feel like we could talk for hours. You have all this talent at your fingertips, and yet you're so shy. I can't understand it. Although I do have to say it's pretty sweet to see a cheerleader all caught up on her words and turning red in front of a nerd for a change. Go ahead. You know what? We're in the way here. There's too many people walking by. Do you want to go, like, down to, I don't know, like, behind the bleachers or something? Wow. Yeah. So much quieter back here. I can actually hear myself think. It's quite intimate. Where were we? Oh, yeah, your dating life. Do you have the world's ugliest big toe or something? Come on, how are you single? Just not met the right guy. Yeah. Well, there's too many try-hard douchebags out there at the moment. Campus is littered with them. I could shake my head for an eternity over this. It's a travesty. I think we should do something about it. You always hear those stories about people making out behind the bleachers. I feel like I'm back in high school with a prom queen. I never really noticed before, but your eyes are so pretty. The amber and hazel. And this hair. God, I could run my hands through it all day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, yeah. You know, I have a feeling there's a lot to unravel with you. The shy exterior is cute and all, but I want to get to know the girl underneath. It's been my experience that the shyer the girl is, the more secrets she's hiding, just waiting for the world to find out. Sorry, I don't mean to make you blush, but I can't help myself. I'm not going to apologize for what I want. The girls can do their routine without you. Don't worry about them. You should be less stressed about the world. I think you'd enjoy it more. But you've never kissed a senior before, have you? Come here. Come here, lean closer. Don't overthink it. I think we both needed that. Fuck. You're such a good kisser. It's making me hard. Wow. You have so much pent up energy. Squeeze it a little bit. Yeah, more. Come on, I don't buy it. Look at the top of your nipples under your top, poking out. You're so turned on, it's so hot. I'm barely touching you. I bet you're super sensitive, aren't you? It's getting really difficult to keep my hands off you right now. Look at me. Look at me. That's it. Good girl. Good girl. Look into my eyes. Forget about the game. Forget about the noise. Forget about everything. Just focus on me. Relax. I'm in control now. Deep breaths. Settle down. I'm gonna slide my finger inside you, slowly. Caress every inch of you down there until your skin is tingling. Oh, fuck. Yeah. You're so wet for me. You know, look at you biting your lip. That's sexy. Just imagine if I had hours to tease you and play with you like this. There's nothing that gets me going quite like knowing exactly how I can build you up. Oh, it's not gonna take me too long to make you erupt, will it? You bad girl. I can see how you want to give me the reins and take charge of you. What if someone sees you, you naughty girl? Imagine if the coach came behind the bleachers right now. Part of me thinks it would turn you on even more, knowing you could get caught. What if I made you moan really loudly? I'd have to clamp my hands over that mouth, wouldn't I? I don't even think the sound of the game could drown the noise out. There's so many things I can imagine doing to you. A little light choking and you just start grinning ear to ear. Tells me a lot about you. You feel so good on my fingers. Oh. Love how you just start to grind your hips toward me like that. You want more, don't you? You want me to stroke you down there till you can't hold yourself back, huh? Huh? Oh, fuck. I'm feeling the excitement dripping all over my fingertips. It's getting me so worked up. I know there's a submissive side to you. You want even naughtier than this, don't you? Completely forgot. Shit. Guess my mind just got a little preoccupied. I can't miss another one. My GPA is really going to take a hit. The professor is already threatening to throw me off the course. Next time, baby girl, okay? I know. I want this so. But I'm serious, I can't miss another. Fuck. It couldn't have happened at a worse time. I really don't know how I'm going to focus on differential equations after that. At least I'll finally have a good excuse for not paying attention. Listen, what's your number? Okay, alright, I'll ping you a WhatsApp. Let's grab a bite to eat at the diner down on 34th Street, 9 p.m. And then we can see where the night takes us, yeah? I know a few clubs we can hit. Sound like a plan? Alright, come here. In my arms, baby. This is to be continued, okay? No interruptions next time. See you tonight. You can wear the same outfit if you want.